Night Ranger, a band with an amazing catalog of songs. I mean, you go over the list, it's like a soundtrack of the 80s. I mean, check it out. Don't Tell Me You Love Me. You Can Still Rock in America. When You Close Your Eyes, Sentimental Street, Sing Me Away, and, of course, Sister Christian, joining me on this edition of The Drive's Rockstar Interviews, one of the original members of Night Ranger, singer, bassist, Jack Blades. How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm doing great. If I was any happier, I'd be twins right now, okay?
Well, you guys are always in good moods, you guys at Night Ranger. I love the way you treat your fans. And your 35th anniversary tour is happening, and it is going to hit the Genesee Theater on October 18th. This is a real honest-to-God rock show you guys put on.
Well, it really is, and this is a real special show we're doing at the Genesee Theater. On October 18th, it's what we're doing is we're playing in their entirety, the entire first album, our first album, the Dawn Patrol album that was released in 1982, and the in its entirety, the Midnight Madness album that was released in 1983. So we're really celebrating the 35th anniversary of the band still being around and rocking and rolling. And I mean, we're playing songs that we haven't played since 1983, 1984. It's going to be a wild night, that's for sure.
Song for song, those two albums, it is going to be a treat. Now, I was checking out the DVD, 35 Years and a Night in Chicago, and I can tell Night Ranger has a great history here. You got to love us Midwest rockers, don't you?
Oh, dude, I mean, come on. I mean, Night Ranger basically broke out of the Midwest, and Chicago is really responsible for all of that. I think Sister Christian hit the stations out there and everything like that in 1984, and it was like game over. From that, we went from playing the theaters into coliseums and arenas, and it was all because of the Midwest. That's why we decided to do this show in Waukegan, you know, and on the 18th, because it was in the center of the country, fans could come from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we could all just celebrate 35 years, not only of Night Ranger being around, but 35 years of all of us still rocking and rolling. Here we are all these years later.
That's right. Everybody's going to be looking at us, looking at each other, remembering the old days, and then checking you guys out because, by the way, I'm talking with Jack Blades of Night Ranger. Tell us about how you guys embrace your fans. I mean, you're really hands-on with the VIP experience.
Well, we really are, and you know what? At this stage of the game, I got to tell you, Seaver, it's just fun. We're just having a blast. I mean, we're enjoying ourselves. There's nothing. We don't have anything to prove. I mean, we've been doing this for 35 years. We've got tons of albums out and songs to play and everything. And a Night Ranger show, you know, I mean, it's just everybody enjoys themselves. Everybody has a good time. Everybody smiles. And
yeah.
I mean, you start playing these songs, and you got to be a – you'd have to be a, you know, pretty jaded not to like have a grin on your face, you know, when the first notes of Sister Christian like kick in, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Just talking to you, I got a grin on my face, Jack. I love your enthusiasm. It's fantastic. Now, worldwide success with you guys came early. You moved more than 10 million copies of your first five albums, Dawn Patrol, Midnight Madness, Seven Wishes. You know, I've grabbed countless times both all of those albums, both at home and in my radio career. I got started back in the 80s doing this. Can't tell you how many times I played Don't Tell Me You Love Me on the air. That's a lot of merch going out of doors of record stores. That must feel good.
Well, you know what? I mean, when we started doing this, you know, we had such success with our first album, the Dawn Patrol album. Suddenly it had sold a million copies. And more importantly than anything, it wasn't about like, oh, we got money now, we can buy fancy cars. It was about like, okay, great, we get to do another album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We get to play again. We get to do another tour. We get to do that. That's what this band was always focused on. And here we are all these years later. I mean, we just released our new album, Don't Let Up, which was about a year and a half ago now.
Yeah.
And the single, we just released another single off of that, Truth.
Awesome,
You know, I mean, MTV started this whole thing, and we were like with MTV from the very beginning, and here we are still making videos, still rocking, still releasing albums 35 years later. And I think that all the fans, when they see this, it's like, let's all celebrate the fact that you can still rock in America 35 years later.
Night Ranger is a band that is all about celebrating, and I love that you're making new music. You're moving, you're recording, the songs are good. Vintage Night Ranger is what it sounds like, only fresher. Another thing that makes Night Ranger great, I think, is that you guys, you know, friendships with other musicians, other rockers throughout, you know, the country and around the world, like Tommy Shaw and Jack Russell of Great White. You've worked with Tommy Lee and Vince Neil, Glenn Hughes of Deep Purple, singing back up on You Can Still Rock in America. You co-wrote songs, you, Jack Blades, with Aerosmith. You worked with Ringo Starr. You've worked with Ozzy. You've worked with Alice Cooper. My God, what the hell's going on? I love this.
I know, you know. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you look around and you go, wow, man. I mean, here we are, the survivors. We're still doing it. You know what I mean? And everybody you mentioned, by the way, and you forgot to mention our buddies in Cheap Trick. They're right down the road there.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget that? Rick, I love him.
Right,
yeah.
Right. In fact, Robin wrote a song with me and sang on my solo record I had out about 5, 6, 7 years ago. So, I mean, what's great about it is that it's this community of rockers, basically, and we're still doing it. And the ones that are still doing it are every one of those ones that you just mentioned. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And we're honored to be in that group, and we're honored to be able to call all those other musicians friends.
It is like a fraternity, like a party, and everyone's invited. Jack Blades of Night Ranger. I think maybe I'm going to switch it back and maybe bring it down a little bit. I hope not. But we're going to talk about the record companies you've worked for. And it seems like they wanted to release ballads all the time. I think it might have been a bit of a sore spot with you guys. You want to talk about your thoughts on the industry both then and now?
Well, you know, I mean, what happened was we first came out with our first album, the Dawn Patrol album, with, you know, blasting out of the radio with Don't Tell Me You Love Me. I mean, Night Ranger is a full-on American rock band. And then the second album, you know, we had several songs off that record, Sing Me Away, I mean, on and on and on.
Love that song.
And then the second album came out, and we released You Can Still Rock in America. And then we released Sister Christian in 1984, which became this huge sort of, you know, like into the collective consciousness of the country, actually, indeed, the world.
Yeah.
And at that point, you know, the record company was all about, like, let's do the easiest thing. So the next album, we released Sentimental Street, you know, and the next this and that and the other. And it kind of got us, because Night Ranger was always, you know, we're always just a rock band, case closed.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what we're all about. But so at that time, it was very frustrating for us. And actually, it led to us taking a break from 1989 till 1996. You know what I mean? We were very much like, wait a minute. And actually, but now you look back on it, and hey, man, it's like these were huge songs. I mean, Sister Christian, Sentimental Street, on and on and on. And then, of course, I was in the Damn Yankees with High Enough, which was a ballad with Ted Nugent playing guitar on it. You know, doing his rhino calls. You know what I mean? And it's like. You know, at the time, you seemed like you were really, you know, it was a drag and everything like that. But now, you know, now all these years later, it's like we embrace it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I
it
do.
Is what happened. Those are big hit records, and we just love it. And there's, I got to tell you, man, at the end of the day, there's nothing like a hit record.
Absolutely. All those songs that you mentioned, ballads or not, they're still good songs. Now, the Night Ranger Way is, it seems like, the twin guitar and the twin vocals. That's a real show-stopping way of grabbing the attention of us rockers in the audience. Was that a planned formula for you guys?
You know, actually, Kelly and I and you know, we were big Beatles fans. And of course, there's two, you know, you got John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and then, you know, that kind of thing. And so we were a big Beatles fan. But really, when the band, we first put the band together in 1980, you know, about 2 years before we got our the record deal. But really, we were big, if you think about it, we were big Thin Lizzy fans. I mean, you know, with Phil Lynott, bass player, singing, and twin guitars.
Mm-hmm.
So we were such Lizzy fans that we kind of brought in the twin guitars thing, and then we, you know, brought in the keyboards, because Alan Fitzgerald, Fitz, was a keyboard player for Sammy Hagar and everything, and the next thing you know, we just kind of like combined this sort of Lizzy thing with dual vocals and And it just happened that that's what it was.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And,
yep.
And that's kind of how we ended up with the Night Ranger sound.
Yeah, the enthusiasm of you guys, it's so, so infectious. And I guess I don't really need to ask this. What's kept you guys together all this time? I know you're still friends, but, I mean, you guys, life on the road with Night Ranger, it seems like, you know, did you ever fight? I mean...
Actually, now we just have, you know, it's just so much fun backstage. I mean, what was it like backstage in 1983 and 1984?
Yeah.
You know, was there a lot of, like, you know, Jack Daniels and,
yeah,
you know, brown M&Ms and all that nonsense and everything like that? The only difference now, there's no Jack Daniels, there's just tequila. So
and the good stuff, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Silver Patron. So yep. That's about the extent of the difference between, you know, backstage 1984 and now. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jack Blades of Night Ranger. So, so awesome talking to you on the Drives Rockstar interviews. And looking forward to what you got for us on October 18th in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. Everybody get tickets to that. It's going to be a great show. Jack Blades, great talking to you. Thanks again, buddy.
Thanks so much. Anytime, and we want to see everybody out there in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater Thursday night, October 18th. Come on. It's going to be a celebration of American rock and roll. Case closed.
35 years of Night Ranger. I love it. And Jack Blades, what a treat it's been talking to you. Thanks again.
You got it, bro. See you.